Today we're going to do something a little bit different than we've done before, and this is going to be for the women. This is going to be for the women. All of you. And this is going to be interactive. I'm going to ask questions and you're going to answer questions. On March 15th, during Great Lent, we prayed this exact gospel message, the Samaritan woman, Fotini. The elements of the story, you know very well. The Lord was at a well. It was midday. A woman came. She went to get water. The Lord told her to give him a drink. She said, "You don't have anything to do with me ordinarily. Why now are you asking for a drink?" Again, I'm paraphrasing and taking liberties. But the narrative is something that's very clear. She asked him some things. You know, as I told you many times before, that she went through a period. First, she acknowledged him as a man. Then she acknowledged him as a Jewish man. Then she acknowledged him as a prophet. And then she acknowledged him as the Messiah. So she went through the stages of development that all people who meet Christ have to go through. Who is Jesus Christ? Demiana's mom came from a tradition in, where she was raised, where they didn't look at Jesus Christ the same way that we do. She had to go through the stages. Who is Jesus Christ? It's a really tough thing to do. Who is Jesus Christ? She went through all of this. Then, when she was filled with joy because she had now found her heart's content, because you know the backstory, five husbands, the husband she's man she's living with now is not her husband. I mean, a woman of definite ill repute. So she runs to people without caring what she looks like or what they're going to think. And she said, "Let me tell you the story. Let me share with you what just has happened. Is this not the Messiah?" Okay. Now, we have this just on March 15th. March 15th, we have this story. Just a few weeks later, we have it again. How are we supposed to look at it? Do we look at it the same way? One of the principles, one of the gross principles about relating to Jesus Christ prior to his crucifixion is the Lord is trying to prove his divinity. Before the time that he is crucified, he is trying to prove his divinity. After his resurrection from the dead, he's acknowledging his humanity. Touch me. Feel me. Eat with me. You see? So these are ways in which we reflect upon the two events, pre-resurrection and post-resurrection. When we're looking here now, we get our information from the psalm. People don't think about the psalm nearly as much as they're supposed to. Do you realize that when you get the same gospel narrative, that every time it has a different psalm? Every time there is a different psalm, and you are supposed to look at it through that prism. Or that's one of the ways. That's one of the methods of interpretation. So let's listen to what it said on the Sunday during Great Lent. The psalm says, "Let the heart of them be glad that seek the Lord. Let the heart of them be glad that seek the Lord." Think about Fotini. "Seek the Lord and be strengthened. Seek ye his face at all times. Remember his wonders which he wrought, his marvels and the judgments of his mouth. Okay? This time, it says, in the joy and the fullness and the knowledge of his resurrection, the Lord has remembered us and blessed us. He has blessed the house of Israel. He has blessed the house of Aaron. He has blessed those who fear the Lord, both small and great. Ladies, what's the difference between those two situations? Anybody? See, this is my job. This is what I do for a living. You should share in this. Think about it. When you feel sad about yourself at home, when something hasn't gone right, when you're mad at one of your relatives, you're angry, right? How do you feel? How do you feel? Tell me. Somebody say something. Sad. Good. Thank you. How else? A brave, brave girl. Who else? How do you feel?
Irritated.
Well, yeah, irritated. But think more about it.
Mad.
Yes, mad is another word for being irritated. But don't you feel isolated and alone? I mean, don't you feel really alone? Like, who can share with you in this? You want to just call somebody up on the phone and tell them what a beast your relative is? You know? Just, you know, how that person had to be hatched from an egg and not, you know, was not a product of normal human generation. Yeah, just, you know, showed up like a snake or an alligator or a marsupial. I'm just showing off. Look, isn't it interesting how quiet the women are now? Now, I'm asking questions because think about what the psalm says. Think about it. Let the heart of them that be glad that seek the Lord. Where is it that you seek the Lord the most? You know, when I can't sleep, I say the Jesus prayer. I say the Jesus prayer continuously. Sometimes I have a horrible time sleeping. Sometimes I will lay in bed at night for 2 or 3 hours. Just cannot sleep. Cannot sleep at all. And it's pain that's keeping me awake. But the point is that when you're all alone like that, what do? You seek the Lord. What are you going to do? Wake up your relative and say, I don't feel good. They won't have sympathy. They won't have sympathy. Not very long. They'll say, go to the doctor. Go to the ER. Take this pill. Call me in the morning. They're not going to be with you, are they? Who's going to be with you when you're really in trouble? Isn't that exactly the time when you seek the Lord? Isn't it exactly when you call upon his name? Think about Fotini, how isolated she was from her whole society, and how she wanted more than anything else rectitude, how that would finally come in her life. I'll tell you something. This is a priest called me up the other day. And he said, you know what, Abuna? I said, what? He says, I hate all other priests. I said, well, this is going to be a short phone call because I don't want to take any more abuse. He says, no, not you. But think about it. Why would a priest hate his brethren? Why? It's a simple, simple answer. Because they let him down. They let him down. They did something that caused the line to become blurred. That's why. Don't you just hate it when one of your heroes turns out to have, you know, clay feet? He's not really a hero. Isn't there a song? I'm holding out for a hero. Yeah. I'm trying to engage you on every possible level. Really, don't we want someone to hold the line? Don't we want somebody to be idealistic? Don't we want somebody to say, I'm willing to do push-ups on a sword before I am going to deny the things that I've been teaching? So here's a priest, and he's looking for somebody in a time of his own wavering. Because that's when you notice it. When you're strong, you can put up with weak people, but when you are weak yourself, you are looking for somebody to latch yourself to. You can't stand then when somebody is saying, what do you mean, people have died for that, They've lost their blood, their children, their homes, they've lost everything. You see, this is why when we go and we think about Fotini, she has no reputation. Who's gonna care and love for this woman? She loves herself. She goes through women like a beaver goes through timber. Okay, but then, on the other side of the resurrection, the Lord has remembered us. Think about how that feels. You know, I had a terrible dream the other night. I dreamt that I was surrounded by hungry people. And I didn't have any way to feed them. I had nothing. It's just a dream. But hungry people. And they all were hungry. And some of them were very pitiful. Very pitiful. And some very pitiable. There's a difference in those two words. Like uncleanness and uncleanliness. All I could do was feel pain. Imagine how the hunger of that person is assuaged. Because when I say hungry, you know, and I couched it in terms of food, remember what the Lord said at the well when the disciples came to him? I have food to eat of you do not know. I have food to eat of that you aren't aware of. And there's food to give people that is not carnal. But who can give that food? And who's willing to give that food? The Lord. And he's remembered us. I'm not forgotten. He's heard the voice of my pain. He's heard my petitions and my cries and my pleas. He's heard me. I'm not alone. And he's blessed me. And I feel his blessing now. I have said this before. One of the worst things I've ever seen, there are several that compete in my mind from time to time, but one of the worst visions that I've ever seen in my life was someone from a news magazine show was actually filming a man who was so hungry he was eating rocks. Now, he didn't chew the rocks. He just put the rocks in his stomach to take up space. You know, I'll tell you, if I had been there, I would have been arrested for murder because I would have murdered the cameraman. I would have beaten him to death with his camera. And I would have taken everything out of the pockets of that man and given it to that poor man rather than trying to make a name for myself. Look, I'm a guy from New York City. And I'm a guy that works for CBS or ABC or NBC or CNN or whatever. And I've gone to this really remote place. Aren't I great for having made myself uncomfortable? So I can film this guy to just show you how plenteous and how abundant your life is. Look at him. He's eating rocks. That man should die. That man should die, but not without suffering. That man should die, but not without suffering. That is prostitution. That is prostitution of the worst kind. Selling virtue for money is prostitution. He sold his virtue. Now, there's another one. You've seen this picture too, right? It's the little baby in I don't know if it's Somalia or if it's in the Sudan. It's a baby naked, crawling. And 3 feet behind it is a vulture. The vulture is just waiting to eat the baby, essentially. And somebody took a picture of that. Well, thankfully, in this case, the man who took the picture committed suicide. It's meet and it's right for that to have happened. You think I'm being cruel or judgmental? I'm not. For somebody to so use another human being's pain and misery for their own step up, for their own small gradation of success in their profession, there's nothing worse. Not in my book. Not in my book. It's the same thing as the violation of a child when someone rapes a 2-year-old, if you can imagine such a thing, a baby. There's only one thing left for that person, and that's perdition. So, the Lord's remembered us. He's blessed us. He's blessed everything that we hold dear, in that he has blessed the house of Israel and he's blessed the house of Aaron. Everything that we hold dear. He's blessed those who fear the Lord, both small and great. No one is excluded. You see, the reason that we look at something is, when did you come to the fullness of your understanding of Jesus Christ? How old were you when you came to the fullness of your understanding of Jesus Christ? Something should have changed. There should have been a page turned, and now it is different. I know certain things now. I know them as I know anything that I am capable of knowing. And I know them because he is true. And that's the point of his resurrection. Christ is risen. Christos Anesti.
Christos Anesti.
Okay, that's better. God be with you all.
The soul.